Okay, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. We see the equity markets correcting. I did an equity overview with Chuck Gibson, and it's up in your archives, and I encourage you to listen to it. One of the things we talked about is how overdue the market is for a correction of typically. Let me just walk through the numbers, and we described this to you on the overview. Typically, the market has a correction of 5% or more, and which usually happens about every 100 days. And last year, we did get corrections of 5%, but no more. A correction of about 10% or more happens every year and usually takes about 100-plus days. We haven't gotten one for literally almost 3 years, so we're way overdue for a 10% correction. We're also overdue for a 15% correction. Anywhere from 5 to 20% is pre-bear market. 20% or more is considered a bear market. And so if you look at what's happening in January, you know, we're down, depending on what you're looking at, say 5 to 10%. This is not a big deal. In fact, it's very healthy. It is to be expected. If it starts to be more than 15%, and I figure if we are in for a 15 to 20% correction, it's going to take a couple months. That's natural and healthy. If you look at how much fear talk is going on in the markets, makes no sense. If you look at one of the things that caused the 2008 enormous drop in the markets, it was the amount of fraudulent paper that had been issued in connection with the engineering of what I call the financial coup d'etat. The reality is most of that paper, if not all of that paper, has been extinguished, which is not to say that the financial system is on solid ground. Anything that's centralized is always very, I would say in one sense, is very fragile. But the general system is in a much stronger place. Now, what you're watching is many people in North America, again, the middle class getting squeezed, who feel like the fundamentals are dreadful. And the fundamentals for them are absolutely dreadful. So that's not to say that isn't the case. But it remains to be seen whether or not the equity markets will stay strong. The big question, of course, as Chuck and I discussed in the overview, is corporate earnings. Can corporate earnings continue high? There are numerous ways that corporate earnings can continue high, and one of the ways is both the privatization of the North American government flows, which we've been talking about, but the other is buying up earnings in the emerging markets. We continue to see capital flow out of the emerging markets, and the PEs on North American and developed market equities is much, much higher than in the emerging markets. That's an arbitrage that can be taken advantage of. We see reports last week of the European banks looking to buy banks in the emerging markets, and it's one of the reasons that divergence is probably happening. So keep an eye on the divergence between emerging markets and commodities. Both were down last year, continued down early this year, although some of the commodities look like they might be peaking up, but we'll see. We see lots of stories running around the internet about bankers committing suicide, bankers found dead. A lot of those revolve around places where there's extremely high risk related to both derivatives and litigation, such as in the LIBOR case. All this happening while Yellen gets sworn in as the Fed chairman. I would just warn you not to read too much into those stories in terms of what it means to the systemic global financial system. You have enormous excess capacity in the banks, both here and in Europe. And one of the post-financial coup d'etat issues is how are we going to reduce that capacity now that the banks have delivered on the financial coup d'etat and the paper has been extinguished. You just don't need that capacity. So how Mr. Global sort of re-engineers that back is going to be one of the big issues. it's going to mean tremendous risk for different individuals and people within that system. But again, it is not necessarily going to go to global systemic issues. Another example, I was emailing with one of the subscribers this week as a result, and one of the examples I gave was the fact that if you look at the suicides in the military right now, they're significantly greater. We're seeing as much as 22 to 25 suicides reported a day for vets and members of the U.S. military. It's very extraordinary. And so the stress on the military, I would say, is much worse than the stress on the bankers. But the stress in all of these systems is extraordinary, and it's going to be increasing.